What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Carbonite Crew YouTube channel, and we are here today for episode 5 of Moon Knight, titled Asylum. Last week we did a watch along for episode 4, and it was nuts. It was nutty, mm-hmm. to say the least. I'm your host, Tyler Carden. This is my co-host, Stephen Cardenas. I am pointing at him on my computer, so what I am pointing at on the screen is not accurate for you guys. But welcome back in. We're going to do our episode 5 rewatch, like I said. I don't know what to expect. I have no idea what to expect from the show in this episode. No idea.
Yeah, man, me neither. Last week was terrifying. I remember that. So
yes.
We'll see if we're like crying like little girls again in this episode.
Fingers crossed we are not, or maybe we will be because of the joy. Let's get into this. We're doing our Disney Plus watch party, which is the best feature ever. It specifically thought about our show and knew we wanted to do a watch along YouTube video, so that's why they clearly put it in there. Can we collectively agree between the two of us that the Marvel intro is like, you just know you're about to be like in for a good time?
You know, it is one of the coolest things.
I like when they throw like a real media song over it, like in Spider-Man, but like this classic intro with the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it just doesn't get better.
It does not get better. I do want to point, I do there was a song Oscar Isaac sang on Jimmy Fallon like 6 months ago called the Hippopotamus Song. I have no idea if this is any way related to the show, but it's fantastic. Oh,
that's hilarious.
You have not seen it.
Hippopotamus, hippopotamus.
Yeah, he plays the guitar and everything. Oscar Isaac is a gem. I just want to point out for the record now, because this will be on the internet, you know, everyone has to like protect the celebrity at all costs. They're a gem before it's too late, you know, make their post now. Like, before we get to this point in 20 years for Oscar Isaac, I want to make my stance now on that. He is a gem. I adore him.
He truly is.
That, thank you. He's the best. He's great.
Oh my goodness.
This is
What?
What is happening?
Oh my gosh.
So really bake your noodle. Is that a saying?
I think so.
Did she say they were dead? I missed it.
Yeah, I think so.
Even in death, he's so, like, excited.
Ancestral plane. That's a thing, right?
It's not, it is now, apparently. On Afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is not weird. But what if one of them's pure and one of them's not, even though it's the same person? Shouldn't she weigh them separately? Right?
Listen. I don't know.
Oh, lovely. Frozen in sand is Anakin's worst nightmare.
You're
dead. Why do I feel like this is a level of a video game?
Right.
The way she's explaining the mission.
Yeah.
We really have not seen a lot of Moon Knight.
You really haven't. Much less than that's I would cool. have expected.
It's cool that they have their like separate memories.
Mm-hmm.
This can be perfect backstory right now. These memories. This is so creative.
It really is.
No. Stop. Yeah,
this is fine.
Dead bodies everywhere. This is not fine. No, it's not. I completely disagree. This is dark, man.
No kidding.
The kid's alive. Whoa.
Man.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh my God.
No,
man, this is, oh my goodness. What parents are letting their child play in a cave like that?
No kidding.
Do you want Batman? Because this is how Batman gets started.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be heavy.
I can't do this.
The cutscenes are getting quicker.
This is dark.
Dude, this is some trauma. Oh my goodness.
No kidding.
Mark needs to let Steven like see these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm guessing Steven is like the personality that he made to get away from all of these memories.
I'm sorry. And like clearly there's very, very little context, but like as the father, wouldn't he have stepped in at this point by now?
You like, would hope so.
Like whether I don't know what step that would be, but like you just like mm-hmm. removing, separating those situations.
Yep. Unless but yeah, no, Steven is the fake personality based on the like action adventure character or whatever.
There you go. Mark's asking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't the dad fixed it? I'm curious how like Steven is perceiving all of this, because he does realize they're the same person.
I don't know if he does, though.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. He said, do you want death or do you want life? But by giving him life again,
mm-hmm.
he takes other people's lives. Summon the suit. That's the first time they've said Moon Knight.
Uh-huh.
I love the gold armor under the... You can see it.
It's such a cool costume.
Wait, I thought they were balancing.
There's one more thing. They gotta find the third personality.
That's right.
Oh, he's gonna see that Steven is fake. The last memory is gonna be when he decided to make Steven.
So you think he, like, willingly made Steven?
All right, let's pause. Yes. Okay. So here's, maybe not willingly, maybe not consciously, right? But here's what happened. He, you know, had all that trauma as a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to escape that trauma, he created a second personality for himself. You following?
I'm having a hard time, like, I understand what you're saying. I'm having a hard time, like, visualizing what he would have done in that room. Like,
oh, like what? Like what does that moment look like? Right.
So this is gonna be super dark for half a second. But this is when he didn't want to go back. This is what I was like. I just want to preface. Like, I've not read the Moon Knight comics. I know they're taking a lot from those. So I probably just making this up. Like, I was like, what if when he was like a child, not yet that like teenager that was leaving, but maybe a little older than like the 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, what if he tried to like take his life? I was like, that's just dark. Like, I don't imagine they would show something like that, but
mm-hmm, right.
Maybe a moment like that, then I could see maybe.
No, I bet it is something like him. That. Like something where he's like in this moment and then he decides to be somebody else essentially. And then the reason Mark doesn't want Steven to see it is because then he's like essentially acknowledging the fact that Steven isn't real. And only he is real, but then how does he escape if he doesn't have Steven to escape to? Does that make sense?
This isn't as much about Steven realizing, oh my God, I'm not real, more as Mark realizing that he's all alone.
Sort of, kind of, yep. Mm-hmm. In a way,
because,
right?
Because like, it's not that Steven's going to be upset that he's not real, it's that Mark mm-hmm. has to basically cope with the fact that like, I made him because my life yep. was mm-hmm. crappy. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is heavy, dude. Oh my God. my gosh.
So a lot of the reason I'm able to, or I'm picking up on this, I guess, assuming I end up being along the right track, is there's actually in the Stormlight books that I talk about, there's a character that has a very similar like path where she has a bunch of child trauma, ends up creating like separate mm-hmm. personalities. It's this like whole thing. And so I'm just like seeing what almost like word for word feels like the same situation. So it's pretty interesting. But anyway,
it's a very compelling story, but
it really is
word for word our conversation right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Bro. What? Oh, what a prediction.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. This is wild. What this a is... prediction. Like, I don't even know if I want to watch the last 20 minutes. Like, what a prediction.
Wow.
Kudos to you. Like, I was having a hard time picturing what you meant when you were like, he uh-huh. just turns into the other personality. I was like, yep. That doesn't make sense to me. And yeah. that is exactly what happens.
Uh-huh. And now you see it and it's just like, okay, no, that does make sense. Because now he doesn't have to deal with it because he's a different person.
You watched this episode already, didn't you?
I really did not. I don't have that kind of time in my life.
That is true. I do believe you. There was like stick things, like looked like that like Mr. Knight used or whatever. It looked like they had like two right there, those silver things. Oh, the Tomb Buster. When in danger, Stephen Grant has no fear. Dude, this is literally what we talked about. Yep. This is wild. Oh my gosh.
Is there a Tash there?
It's Tash. Ned Flanders. Is it an Emmy Award for TV shows? Can they just mail it to Oscar Isaac's house or what?
He's playing like multiple characters and phenomenally.
The dial tone, bro. This is, oh, I'm gonna have nightmares. I do say, in all honesty, they really legitimately should have put some sort of warning at the beginning of this episode. I'm very
shocked. this is pretty intense.
So this is really right before the show starts.
Yeah.
Put the ship down! Put the ship down!
Nice. Carbonite? Eh?
He kind of actually looks like the Prince Eric statue from The Little Mermaid. I don't know why. That's where my mind went.
Oh, they balanced.
Because it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we not going to get a third personality?
Yeah, I don't know. Season 2.
There's no way there's one episode left.
What on earth?
Dude, that was heavy. Like, I do not want to rewatch this episode.
No kidding. Like,
I'm kind of speechless, to be completely honest with you.
Dude, that was nuts.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
So wow. What now? He finds Khonshu again?
Well, so it seemed like Tarawet could have reunited them with Khonshu. Like, mm-hmm. That was kind of what they made it seem like, right?
Right. So does he go back weird. To the boat somehow, maybe? Because it seemed like he was trying to get to that gate. He was trying to get to the gate so he could get back to real life. But then... But
they didn't.
Yeah.
One thing I have absolutely loved about this show so far is every time they've ended an episode, I have no idea what the next one's going to be. Like, there's...
Not a clue.
There's a cliffhanger, but it's not like, oh, I wonder... No, I have no idea. I would not have ever predicted this episode in 1,000 years.
Right, no.
Like, after that one. Like,
huh. Wow. Great.
And even like, him going into the psych ward with Dr. Harrow, like, what is that?
I don't know. Like, is that all I can't made figure up it in out.
His mind? Is that him, like... Is Harrow really, like, somehow talking to him? Like, I don't...
Couldn't tell you.
Maybe that's him not completely dead yet, and him like, I don't know, man. These are questions I hope to have asked or answered next next week.
It was a very good
episode. It was a great episode. Great episode. So I can't believe your prediction. I'm still reeling at everything you explained to me came to fruition. That was nuts.
That's what I'm here for.
I think that is a note we need to end on. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next week for episode 6, the season finale of Moon Knight. And until then, may the Force be with you guys.
See you guys.
I'm a hippopotamus. I'm fat and dangerous. If you don't understand, I might just bite your...